coach coming off the Atlantic 10 championship on Sunday. Not much time to celebrate before switching focus to the Kentucky Wildcats. What have the last couple of days been like?
Lots of excitement, lots of satisfaction with understanding what we've accomplished, but lots of anticipation in terms of what an opportunity is in front of us, what a challenge is in front of us, and we really feel like we're representing the entire Davidson College community.
Now, UK is a team driven by freshmen. They're quick, long, athletic. They guard the three well because of that length. How do you look to offset some of those realities?
We have to make them defend. That's been sort of the mantra that we've had for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But it's been a very, very pivotal part of what we do, and we've been very successful making people defend us. Easier said than done. Their ability to speed us up, their ability to close down passing lanes, their ability to pressure the ball, and their ability to limit us with shots at the rim and at the arc is something that is going to be a big challenge for us, but one that we've seen before with the great defense that North Carolina plays, with Nevada, Reno, with Virginia, and of course with our own conference opponents, St. Bonaventure and Rhode Island.
With the opportunity at hand, what theme have you been looking to instill in your players this week?
Not one particular theme other than stay focused on the four objectives, and we can't take shortcuts in that process. The four objectives being, let's get better, a little bit better than what we were in the A-10. Let's play to win. Let loose. Just have fun. That's the third one. Have fun. Enjoy it. This is a great experience, a treasured memory. And the last one is fight on every possession, because it's going to be a game in which one possession could decide the outcome, as we saw so clearly in the Rhode Island game.
You know, every four-year player since 1994 has had a chance to play in the Big Dance. How special is that for you as a head coach to be a part of providing that experience?
Well, you know, I've never thought of that or knew of that. I do know that in the recruiting process, we talk about getting to the NCAA tournament. We talk about what a cherished memory that can be and what a wonderful experience it can be. So delighted that this class in particular, guys like Will McGarity, who had not been there before, and of course our underclassmen who had not been there before, get to share in this memorable time.
And finally, Coach, give us your keys to success against Kentucky.
Pivotal, as I said, was making them defend us. On the defensive end, we got to be able to dynamite them so that they don't get second chance opportunities. We got to keep them in front. We can't make bad offense become bad defense. And finally, we have to eliminate any shortcuts. There's going to be a temptation to shortchange cuts, shortchange screens, maybe not go into the paint and rebound, maybe not take the cut in the exact detailed spot. And that temptation is going to come because of toughness of the environment, because of the challenge of their defense, because of maybe the fatigue factor or the excitement that surrounds this particular event. So not taking shortcuts in offense and defense will be the most vital aspect of our performance today.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Good luck.
Thank you, Jared.